Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Rich Evans in the front of the classroom today, so no, we're not going to be able to take some calls because we've got a full agenda, actually beyond full. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. I just wanted to mention that tomorrow is Gwyneth. Thursday, I'm going to be talking about tips from the book. Friday, Tracy will be with us for hour one. Bert has joined the faculty as a regular faculty member for 1 hour per week on Friday, so he'll be with us hour number two. Rich Evans with us right now. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Really well. Really well. You know, you and I were on the phone yesterday. We had a chance to chat. It's something that we haven't been able to do as much as I would like to have in the recent months. But it's great chatting with you. And we were talking about something that you asked me a couple questions. And one of those questions, I think the class, well, actually all the questions you had, the classes would be interested in. How about if we start with, what do you, if you have been planning and if you have saved some wherewithal, some, we'll call it money, what would you do with it? And I'm not talking about the trillions like, and the bazillions and the gazillions like, you know, the wealthy. I'm just talking about, you know, the bottom 93%. If you were able to have some, what would you do with it? Because it's so darn risky and there's so many unknowns. And the reason you asked me is because you have been asked that question from people who seek your advice, right?
Absolutely. I get these questions every day, and it really is a quandary. It's the new quadrillion-dollar question. You know, we're living in a system that is corrupt, to say the least. I mean, when you look at the stock market, you look at earnings, you look at price discovery, you look at all these different people coming out with different definitions for liquidity, solvency, inflation, deflation, stagflation. You know, you look at fundamentals, markets, what's fair value, the over-leverage, the definition of liquidity, valuations is to the moon. I mean, if Jackie Gleason was still alive today, they'd be using him as a prop for their commercials, and he'd be going, to the moon, Alice. I mean, that's how pathetic things are. Price to earnings, price to sales, GDP is, you can't even measure anything anymore. Everything is an illusion. Everything is artificial. The definition of credit, debt, collateral, the way that printing money, free market, supply and demand, the lack of velocity of money, the definition of profits. Zombie companies, all the corrupt companies. You know, we have unearned stimulus and liquidity out there and interest rates manipulation that you throw on there a corporate government tyrannical fascist style. Everything's planned with the margin lending we have, the stock buybacks, which basically shows less outstanding stocks. I've spent a lot of time on stock buybacks, but see, the beneficiaries don't go to the employees, doesn't go into R&D, doesn't go into new expansion. It goes into the pockets of the executives when they cash in their stock options. So everything is structured to not help out the little guy. So and I'm getting to your to where you're going in your question, Vince, but we have to put things in context first. What's happening right now that's really big, and I'm going to dovetail this into your answer, is what's happening in real estate. You know, we know that a lot of this liquidity and stimulus is going into purchasing real estate. We all hear about the bull market in real estate, the hyperinflationary market in real estate. And I think a lot has to do with the mass exodus of the blue Democrat states going to rural America. And I see that, I don't see that stopping in the near future. Let me tell you why. And this is going to basically answer your question at the same time. So, of course, I can make this answer short and say silver. I can say gold, maybe Bitcoin, if Bitcoin is indeed decentralized and not a centralized crypto that the central banks and individual countries and governments are trying to pull on us now, which will be worthless. So when I look at where do you invest your money, the number one answer is land. And let me tell you why, okay? Because there's a people, you've heard me use the term with pension funds and hedge funds chasing yield. You know, everybody's, you know, going for risky investments because interest rates are so low. And I get that, okay? However, there's something new out there, fairly new. And there's about 200 companies doing this, and they're getting quite large. I don't have a crystal ball to say if this is going to be successful or not, but people don't want to rent because when you rent, you're basically in debt. So a lot of people want to get out of urban, suburban, especially blue states, blue cities, and move to rural America. What these 200 companies are doing is they're buying single-family homes to rent them out. Now, this doesn't include the mom and pops who own the duplexes and triplexes and quadplexes and maybe a few garden apartments over the years. What they're doing is these companies are using the builders and they're bundling up homes, kind of like a derivative, except it's a tangible derivative. And I've spent many, many hours talking about derivatives on how it's an insurance policy. They bundle things up, they sell it, they rebundle it. Basically, that's in the quadrillions. That's why I said earlier this is the quadrillion question. So what builders are doing, they're getting with these companies, these 200 companies, and they're bundling homes, and they're basically, instead of selling them to the people, they're using them as rental cash flow. And the low rates and the cheap money is feeding this frenzy idea. So basically, the people behind this is Wall Street, the pension funds, the hedge funds. So think about the inequality that's out there now. Foreclosures temporarily on some places in this country are banned until 2022. But look over the 2 million people behind on mortgages, the 1 in 5 renters paying, not even affording to pay rent, the 40 million people about to be evicted. So there's so many examples of inequality, and it's going to continue because what these companies are doing, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. It's a good idea from the corporate standpoint, from the investor standpoint, because now you have these companies buying up thousands of single-family homes, renting it out, and the investors have a new product, a new asset that includes cash flow and tangibility. So these hedge funds and wealthy buyers are buying these products slash assets, and what's going to happen is the home purchases are going to go down for the 93%, bottom 93% of income earners, because the prices are going to go up. That means there's going to be less homes available for the people who want to own, and more people are going to be forced to rent. And that's what low rates does. It creates more risk-taking, but when you have more tangibility involved in the formula, unlike the typical derivative market, which also includes real estate, includes bonds, includes everything. So this is kind of an interesting thing when you look at the consolidation of power, money, and control. You look at the so-called environmentalists allowing our forests to burn and be mismanaged, which increases lumber costs, increases labor costs, while at the same time they're allowing enough fentanyl to come through our southern borders in 1 month to kill every person in this country with these illegal alien immigrations, and they're trashing the forest, they're trashing wildlife, they're leaving, you know, probably 10 to 15 pounds of trash, sometimes sleeping bags, sometimes even dead bodies behind. So when you look at the overall so-called recovery, the so-called strong recovery that supposedly is happening, it's going to be a temporary thing because of the cheap money, whether it be stimulus, low interest rates. We have a 61% labor participation rate after trillions of dollars of stimulus. I want you to wrap your head around that. Just 61%. And a lot of these numbers, when they talk about labor rate, guys, they talk about the age group of 25 to 54, because they say too many people are still in college getting their education, and too many people post 55, especially government workers, are retiring. So they just look at 25 to 54 years. We only have 61% labor participation. Now, do we have a bubble in housing? Can you say we do in some places? Absolutely, urban, suburban America, 100%. I see rural America being strong, especially when you see what's happening in Minneapolis, just all the blue Democrat states. Basically, murder's up, suicide's up, rape is going through the moon. You know, the labor participation rate is awful in these. And people realize the reason why, one of the biggest reasons why the labor participation rate is so low, because people realize that this consolidation of power, money, and control by the elite, people are only getting good jobs based on their group. And the good jobs are mostly going to the nepotism connection people. Doesn't matter if they're white. Doesn't matter nothing. So when you hear all these politically correct buzzwords like ethics, morals, values, rule of law, accountability, it's on a sliding scale based on what group it's in. So when you look at all these BS politically correct buzzwords like climate change, okay, we've discussed yesterday even with when I interviewed Dr. Norm Shealy. You know, that's the next CNN's major executive admitted that in a secret interview, okay? Look at the consumption of the elite. Look at how our governments and corporations have gone rogue. They don't care about public safety. They care about divide and conquer so they can consolidate power, money, controls. This is why I always talk about self-sufficiency preparedness school. We have no skill sets. I mean, our government's literally giving grants to lesbians to see why they're so fat in America. You know, stupid things like this, instead of creating self-sufficiency preparedness schools, because the powers that be do not want skill sets. They do not care about green. They don't care about what group you're in. They don't care if you have solar. They don't care about anything but consolidating power, money, control, and depopulation. So we have an overabundance of tyrannical elites consolidating all this, and most of it is unearned. Most of these people have never even earned a penny in their life. So when you look at, Vince, a lot of these homes today, they're killing multiple birds with one stone. And this is right up your alley. A lot of these homes are what's called smart homes. What does John Reagan interchange the word smart with? Spy. This way they have modern-day surveillance systems to spy on you, share audio and video with police and the public to basically entrap you in anything. We'll be right back, folks. We appreciate you being here. Vince, I'd like your comment on the other side.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Achievement's with us, and in the front of the classroom. And we were talking about a question that Rich asked me, and that was, so if you did have some money, because he was asked this question, he was asking my general opinion on if a person had some extra money and was able to save some over time, what would you do with it? Would it be Bitcoin? Would it be gold, silver, land, the market? Real estate investments? What would you put it in the bank? Would you put it in a savings account? Would you put it? What would you do with it? And Rich, were you kind of surprised at part of my answer?
Well, I think not really. I mean, really, our answers are not that far apart. Just that you have more of a working ranch than I do. But you know, I'll be honest with you. In this land, where too many people are brainwashed and think it's about fairness, equality, tolerance, diversity, inclusivity, these are all politically correct BS buzzwords. Because I have shown the math, Vince, over 10 years of being on national radio, showing the consolidation of power, money, control, showing how the rich are getting richer, showing how the bottom 93% are losing ground. That's the true wealth inequality, wealth redistribution. And I think you would agree with that. So what land offers is you can have a garden, you can raise some animals, maybe do a little hunting and fishing, maybe harvest firewood for heat, have your own private water well, you know, harvest edible medicinal plants if you have northern slopes and southern slopes. You know, we got to get away from this cookie-cutter follower politically correct subdivision mentality. because we're not being able to control our own destinies, and we're not passing on skill sets to the younger generations. We have to go back to basics: food, soil, water, shelter, energy. You know, I mean, now that we know, I mean, I've given several articles myself, just myself, that shows that Joe Biden gave the keys to our electric grid to China. I mean, everything can be hacked. If they want to shut off your water and power, they can do that. In fact, I was just listening to Mike Lindell this morning. He just started frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com, everybody. And it just adds to more Patriot channels like Gab, BitChute, Rumble, the Brave launching browser. And he's got a big documentary coming out tomorrow called Absolute Interference. I think the whole world is going to tune into that. But he's just going to be another Patriot channel, and I think he's going to be top-notch, top quality. However, he's been hacked. He's been on for like maybe not even 2 days. He's being hacked every 10 minutes already. He's got to shut down. They're trying to shut off his power. This is what you have to think about. You have to think about if you're going to get hacked and you're on the system, you know, what's your plan of action? We have to go back to basics. You know, we're living the consequences of a decade of inaction towards political correctness, which does nothing but support the ruling class. It supports the cowards. It supports the traitors. It supports the followers. It supports the tattletalers and the snitches. That's what a banana republic does. It gives favors and graft to the elite while we're living some scripted, plain, unsustainable, illegitimate country. While they're rewriting the laws, making elections illegitimate, paying off lawyers and judges and courts, making science and healthcare and math bought and paid for at the highest level. Rewriting history, making rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. You know, redefining wealth, success, economics, currency, money, prosperity, destroying middle class, basically the bottom 93%. That's the direction of an authoritarian, tyrannical, totalitarian, communist, fascist system. That's the direction it goes. It doesn't go for the good of the people. That's what they say. But it's about addictions to power, money, control, about depopulation. When you look at where the donations, the sponsors, the allegiance, the loyalty go, and how these people stick together, it's to feather their own nest. It's against us, free speech, censorship, surveillance, tracking, tracing. It's fraud out in the open. This is why we need self-sufficiency schools, ideas and solutions conferences. We need people and institutions and venues to stick up for us, the people.
And we'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Peter Cahill, presiding over the Derek Chauvin trial, speaks out against the inflammatory remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, over the weekend.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
The trial is now in the hands of the jury and will continue deliberations Tuesday. Walter Mondale, the former vice president under Jimmy Carter, died Monday at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Democrat lawmakers last week introduced legislation to ban the sale and possession of firearm suppressors, known as silencers. The 2021 Help Empower Americans to Respond Act would ban the sale, importation, manufacturing, and possession of silencers. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jackson County, Texas, Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach tells Fox News what he is witnessing as the border crisis continues.
Well, if you're here in Texas, I'm not that far from the border, but the geography puts me right in the middle of the national corridor headed into Houston, the number one human trafficking drug corridor hub here in Texas. What that means here, and I think that the most valid point that I can make is in every town hall, and I was at one yesterday evening, where the public expressed the extreme fear that these policies have promoted. I don't think that the Biden administration understands that perception from people. I have several trains that come through the county that numerous times over the past have been laden with illegal aliens who are being smuggled into the country or arriving in the country. A little bit different than the ones who are simply just walking in, and by policy from the Biden administration are able to be transported into the country. So these are the things that probably mean the most to myself and law enforcement here in Texas, is the overall abject fear that people are having with this. It's the constant flow of narcotics, yes, the constant flow of illegal aliens, but that spawns an attitude here within our communities of lawlessness.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans in the front of the classroom. And so yesterday we were talking off air, just the two of us on the telephone. And Rich asked me what I would do, you know, if I had some extra money, hypothetical question. And the answer is always the same for me, except for one little twist I put into it. And that was, if I had some extra money, I would, I'd be interested in land. I'd be interested in equipment to maintain that land. I'd be interested in the spare parts to maintain the equipment that would maintain the land, etc. manuals to repair the equipment, the filters, the fluids, the fuels, all of those things, you know, to keep the land or the farm, and I'm talking about farmland. I'm not talking about city land, you know, for investment purposes. So there was one little twist that I put into it, and I asked Rich a question because he asked me what I would do, because he's asked what he would do if he had some extra money. And so my question to Rich was, well, how much is bail? How much is bail? And that went into a discussion with what happens if you're arrested on trumped up charges? Let's say you didn't do anything. Let's say the local authorities come over and they haul you in because, well, they think you did it. Whatever it was, they think you did it. And they arrest you, and they put you in the local hoosegow. How much is bail to get out? So let's say it's Friday afternoon. So they put you in the clink, they process you, they fingerprint you, they do all the fun things that they like to do, and then you're in the clink, and you get one phone call, and you try to get someone to get you out. Well, to get you out is going to cost bail. Some judge has to determine what the bail is. So this could take a day or two, and you might be in the hoosegow for a week while you're trying to get bail or negotiate with a bail bondsman or whatever it happens to be. However, if you had some amount of cash to pay your own bail, you could get out sooner. Okay? Now, if you pay a bail bondsman, that 10% that you pay is gone. You'll never get it back. But if you pay your own bail, and you're found to be not guilty, that bail money gets returned to you. So I would suggest that you consider, how much is bail? I don't know. It depends on what you think they might arrest you for, if you think they might arrest you. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is I got a call from a gal, a neighbor of ours, a former neighbor, I should say, and that one phone call that she could make came to me. Vincent, I've been arrested. I didn't do it. And I need $1,500 bail to get out. Otherwise, I'm going to spend the week here. That's what happened. So, and the charges were believed to be bogus charges. But she still was arrested. And she still spent a week in jail. Now, is it my responsibility to come up with the money, go to the bank, borrow the money, whatever I got to do to get it, if I didn't have it? Is that my responsibility? You'll have to tell me, because I don't know. The bottom line is, so what do you do if you have a little extra money? Well, how much is bail? Is that a legitimate question? I think the answer is yes, it is a legitimate question in today's world. Rich?
Well, I don't disagree, but you know, you look at the business model I just discussed with these companies in the hundreds, buying up single family rentals and renting them out instead of letting the little guy try to get a leg up. And again, this is not a bad business model, but it's with the low rates and the risk taking environment that's out there and the tangibility behind it, not to mention the cash flow. You have all these illegal aliens coming in unvetted over the southern border, which is going to create, it's basically going to enhance this business model. More rentals, more drugs, more crimes, more rapes, more murders. When people are unvetted for crimes, for skill sets, and we know about what's happening with drugs, just fentanyl alone, never mind all the other hundreds of drugs out there, with ridiculous states like Oregon making everything legal. So, excuse me. So, I think the best answer to that question, you know, I know everybody says silver, gold, and Bitcoin. I get that, okay? But at the same time, I just think land offers multiple lifestyles. And it has value. You can live off grid. You know, you can raise animals, have a garden, all the things I said before. But the business model for land. And if I was a young person or even a retired person, I would buy land as far out in the bush as you can possibly get, especially these days where you can work out of the home. You know, they have, I think it's called Starlink. That's a new satellite, very fast satellite that competes with HughesNet. And HughesNet was a kind of a, you know, the first guy on the block. It wasn't real fast, had some problems. But now, and I think it's called Starlink, but you'll have to look that up. And they've done beta tests all over the country. And I have a friend who's looking into that. And she's involved in what's going on. But long story short, I think you don't have to live in an urban suburban environment anymore, because in 5 years, heck, let me rephrase that. Maybe in a year, there might not be any land available. The more rural you can go now, the better off you'll be. I mean, I know they have flying cars out there. They're just not allowing the public to access them, so you don't even need roads. I mean, rural land is really, it offers freedom. It offers outside-the-box thinking. It offers you the ability to relearn those 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. And that could be satellite internet. It could be living with electronic solar. It just offers options. I feel that with what is happening with the elites, the business models, the combination of the little guy, the bottom 93%, getting hit with deflation, inflation, and stagflation. And I've gone into great detail in every one of these. I see decreased consumer confidence. I see an assault against small business. I see government basically growing everywhere. I see bankruptcy, defaults, and delinquencies, and debt going through the roof. And we all know debt is deflationary by nature. Okay? We have to start not just thinking outside the box, but living outside the box. Now, during the break, they talked about Maxine Waters. I mean, here you have somebody who's supposed to be elected to Congress openly encouraging violence in Minnesota. It's not even her state in the first place. And to show the hypocrisy and the double standards of these people, she actually requested police escorts to escort her into Minneapolis so she could berate the police. But she broke a curfew. She was demonizing and discrediting and delegitimizing to the police. Police who's escorting her, that we're paying for those tax dollars. And here she is inciting mob violence. And then guess what happens? Well, there's no consequences, Rich. Yes, there is. Every minute there's consequences. In fact, the Minnesota National Guard got shot at by a drive-by shooting just after Maxine Waters said this. When they said that Trump got banned from Twitter over false claims of inciting violence, which wasn't even close to being true, because he even said peaceful many times in his speech, okay, he gets banned from Twitter. And here, Maxine Waters can literally go to a different state and call for violence, and nothing happens to her. And thank God we have heroes, heroines like Marjorie Taylor Greene, says she's going to introduce a resolution to expel Maxine Waters from Congress. It's not going to happen. It's just like Cuomo in New York. You know, he can grope and do anything he wants to all the women. Nothing's going to happen. Because the issue is the hiding and the distraction and diversion from killing tens of thousands of old people in these five Democrat states. You have to look at what they're trying to do. It's usually a diversion. It's usually a distraction. It's distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the people by groups. This is not by accident. Vince, when I've talked about delegitimization of work for years, and how some people feel entitled to play the victim group status card and demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in. I mentioned how hard work, results, qualifications, you know, nothing's going to matter anymore. Value will be in question. And when these same people demand no protection rights or restitution on the rule of law for the actual people who are being targeted and affected, how it gives runaway power to the big corporations that we're protecting and enabling and giving these corrupt companies liability immunity, which creates more wealth inequality, enforces fraud, illegitimacy, fascism, and destroys capitalism. How many times have I given examples by the thousands when you insult, when basically you protect your group and your hyphen and your pronoun, you are insulting America. We're giving free lunch to the people at the top, the big corporations and big governments. They're changing rules and laws with precedent and giving us back divide and conquer strategies. I've proved that many times how people are being sold out to the, by the highest bidder, and they're manufacturing their own perception of self-importance and self-preservation along the way. Just like Maxine Waters, how many hypocrisies and double standards and examples of brainwashing have we given on this broadcast? Vince, just regarding what I just said about the delegitimization of work, from 0 to 100, 100 being the most accurate, how accurate was I over 10 years of connecting these dots?
Well, I think you're right on the money, and I can prove it in a very simple way. Of course, you could, class, you could listen to the archives. But I called Walmart well over a year ago, and I said, hey, I'd like to apply for a job. Now, I was actually kind of kidding, but I wanted to see what would happen. I said, I'd like to apply for a job. And they said, well, you have to go online. I said, I don't want to do that. I really want to talk to the manager, store manager. And I said, I think I can do every job that you would want done. I could be a mechanic. I can change the tires. I can balance the tires. I can change batteries. I can sell batteries, tires. I can recommend. I can be in the TV department. I can fix the roof. I can go get shopping carts in the parking lot. I can repair your security system, your microwave system. I can install these systems, the satellite systems. I can pick up the trash. I could be one of those greeters. There's no job. I can be in accounting. I could be a cashier. There's no job I think that you have that I can't do. So I'm your guy. And they wouldn't talk to me. They said I had to go face to face with a computer, and then they would review. So what I'm saying is, in terms of hard work, resume, proven results, I think I just proved that I can't get a job at Walmart. I don't think I can. So, and that is something that, you know, pretty much anybody can do, get a job at Walmart, as long as you show up and you don't have a criminal record. I think that, you know, I think you could. So I think that's what you're talking about, and you proved it. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the control.
Rich Eagans Willis. Rich, I have a tangential comment to make about some of the things that you've been saying. I've been thinking about city life versus rural living, you know, living in the countryside, as you and I do, and Norm does, and Gwyneth does, and Kyle, and you know, there are a bunch of us who live out in the country, you know, where there are people, lower taxes, less government help, meaning rules and regulations and spying, etc. I've noticed that people who live in the city are always looking for something to do. Well, always looking for something to do to relieve boredom. They go to restaurants, they go shopping, they go to the movies, they go to concerts, they go to Easter egg hunts, birthday parties, all kinds of things. And frankly, I am never looking for something to do to relieve boredom. If I got to the point where I were bored, I think I'd like to take a nap. I mean, I might use a little extra time I had to sleep a little bit more, because living on a farm is nonstop 24/7 work. Now, it's enjoyable to me, and I know it's enjoyable to you, but it requires calories and BTUs and energy to do the kinds of things that we do. So, for example, I'm looking out the window now, and I'm looking at the clock, and, you know, it's almost 10 o'clock, and I'm thinking, boy, when it gets to be 11 o'clock, I've got to get out and put some seed down in some of our fields. I've got to do that, and I have to do it really soon. The only problem is it's going to snow, And so I'm thinking, okay, well, then I'll go out when the snow is on the ground, and then I can see the tracks of where I've been, and I can spread the seed on the snow, and when the snow melts, the seed will fall to the ground. It'll be a little damp, and it should probably work. So, I mean, I'm always thinking about things that I have to do, and I don't have enough time to do it. But contrasting that with the city life, and city people are looking for things to do could because they're bored. So the lifestyle is completely different, class. If you think that you need to be entertained, absolutely, positively, do not buy a rural property unless you consider, you know, getting on a four-wheeler to check the cows, check the fences, you know, those kinds of things. If you consider that fun, then by all means, a rural property is a great way to go. And to put the icing on the cake, the tax laws are designed, engineered, crafted to be complicated and to be in favor of landowners and business owners. It's as simple as that. So if you want to pay less in taxes, give fewer of your hard-earned dollars to be wasted by the government, hand it over to them at the muzzle of a gun. If you want to legally be able to pay less, then you need to buy a farm or start a business or both. And what I do is both. I have a business, and that business is the farm. Okay? So I don't have to pay as much in taxes as other people do. Literally. If I want to buy a four-wheeler, it's not for me. It's for the farm. Now, I can ride it. And I have. And one of the things I may talk about on Thursday is a really neat way of seeding a field using a four-wheeler. You know, it costs about $1.50 plus the seed to do this if you have a four-wheeler. So there are really neat things that you can do if you have equipment. And farmers have all kinds of toys. All kinds of toys. Rich, you've got toys, right?
Yeah, I don't think I have nearly the amount that you have or a typical farmer or a rancher would have, because I'm more of a hobby farm type thing here. Like my UTV, my four-wheeler, I use almost daily, you know, for wood, for rock. I've had elk in it, deer in it, bear in it, beaver and coyote. I mean, it's a tool for this lifestyle, you know, whether I'm harvesting anything. It could be wood for heat or game for meals. But, you know, one thing that you didn't touch on, which I'm kind of surprised, is the fact when I talked about how a lot of these homes today are being set up as a smart home. And that's one of the reasons these elite people are using these big companies to buy single-family rentals so they can basically control people, see what they're doing, see what they're saying, and basically set them up for illegal entrapment down the road. And that's what big tech does. Big tech gives the information to the mainstream media of the world, and then they run with it. And a lot of it's propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. But, you know, CNN has recently been caught with even stating on video that their propaganda was to remove President Trump from presidency. They admit that these network practices are art of manipulation to change the world. They admit on video that the CNN director says they hyped COVID-19 death toll numbers to drive higher ratings. These people are crooked. They even said that we only let people on the air who take the bait. In other words, people who are stupid enough to take the money and sell out the American people. They were caught on a hidden camera saying the network was trying to help Black Lives Matter. But they're literally trying to implicate white people.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors.
They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.